I tell people I don't get excited for the music videos now as much. When you see all these BBL women and all that. Nothing wrong, by the way, if you do a BBL, but see that natural 2000s
not natural
black chocolate ebony fine women. Yeah. Huh? And yo, welcome to Mannisms, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another great episode we are going to have. I am here with my guy. How are you feeling? How's your week been?
Not so bad. It's been a long week. Yeah.
You know, people have been at home the way the country has been, but I feel like we all need a break.
I think a break.
I feel like we all need a break. Me, I will be outside this weekend a few times, you know. Yeah. But again, thank you to everybody that's been tuning in. We appreciate you. Don't mind me wearing shades. Your boy did not sleep yesterday. I had one of my boys visit from Atlanta. Shout out to Chimdi. And we were up all night. Catching up and playing game because I know already that sounded funny. So let me just say pause out the way I've been.
Didn't say nothing.
He's one of my childhood brothers. I ain't seen the guy in 13 years. So obviously you're just reminiscing and all. So it was good. But yeah, man. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to all our audio channels. Subscribe to the YouTube Mannisms podcast. Subscribe to the Spotify, Apple Music. So you can listen to our episodes and, of course, on YouTube, watch our episodes. Because I think we've been on a very good run so far. We've had, I don't know if you guys have seen that we've stepped up our stop. You see the amount of celebs that, oh, see what I did there?
Yeah, not bad.
Celeb out now on YouTube, by the way, go watch it.
That marketing degree is really doing its work.
It's doing its work. You see the, but we've had a lot of celebs on here. We've had, you know, Ebuka that was just on. We had Bayani, we had Dr. Broko.
Yeah, we had Timini. We had,
you know, we've been on a good run so far, and we still have a lot of people that are coming. You guys, we've had a guest list for a while, so all of you guys have been saying, oh, we want you guys to get this person on the show. It's all about timing. Yeah. Don't worry.
It's in the works.
It's in the works, you know. But man, let me ask you a question here. So I was talking to some of my younger cousins and all that, and then this conversation came up, and I'm like, it's something we've been avoiding for a little bit, but it's something that we also now, I think, we're comfortable enough, especially because we've built the platform that everybody knows how we talk on Mannisms now, that, you know, we can talk about it. So I'm like, okay, the topic of porn came up, right? And obviously they're at the age now where they're starting to get curious, asking questions, and it just showed that I'm also an uncle, low-key. Because you see how they're already asking you for advice and you forget your age. Because to you, you're still a young person. Meanwhile, there's a real young person that's out there that's still trying to figure it out. So it's like, they're asking me questions about porn and stuff. And I was just thinking about, like, my origin, my period with porn. Because there was a long time ago, as we like to say, a very long time ago, that I did used to watch porn.
You're going to say you don't watch porn anymore. We'll
I don't. And the reason I don't, and again, we'll still talk about this stuff, but the reason I don't is because I had a phase where I watched it for a while, and then you just get tired. At least to me, I watched a lot. I ain't going to lie, but that's why I say it's like I got tired, because I started at like, okay, so the first time I actually saw porn, because I was about to say 13 is when I can say I consciously made an effort. 13? No, it was before that. But what I'm saying is from 12 to 13 was the age I made a conscious decision to look for it.
Right, okay.
But obviously, when I was younger, like 8, 9, there used to be this thing in America called Hotel Erotica that used to be on Starz Network or HBO, one of them channels. And they only came on late at night.
Right.
So obviously, it's like you see a naked woman coming like in this hotel series. It was like a series. I ain't gonna lie to you. So it was just like, I remember one day my boys and I had a sleepover. Everybody's like searching through channels trying to find wrestling and all that. Then it just came in. Everybody's like, oh! It's like, what happened? It's just like, yo, look. And you just see this beautiful woman naked. That's when you saw qualities of a man early, because every boy was silent. Every boy was silent. Paying just attention. Focusing, paying attention. Because the closest thing you probably saw to porn live on TV was like, to us, was when we watched like music videos, WWE and we saw the divas that they'll go in their bikinis and shit. And then, like you said, even the music videos back then, like the 2000 music videos that you see women. As I like to say, because now I tell people I don't get excited for the music videos now as much. When you see all these BBL women and all that. Nothing wrong, by the way, if you do a BBL, but see that natural 2000s
not natural
black chocolate ebony fine women. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I said, I can't wait to be an adult. Mm. So, I mean, that was my first time seeing it. But in terms of actively searching, it was 12:13 once there was LimeWire. But I'll get into that. I was gonna say, what about you? What was your first encounter with porn or when you saw something naked?
So I mean, I like that you kind of distinguished between the first time you saw it and the first time you intentionally kind of went for it. So so I think every young guy would always stumble. I mean, usually, you know, if you're surrounded by older people, you kind of stumble on it.
Yeah.
Either from someone else watching it or you stumble on like a video. You know, then it was the VHS. So
you see like a
tape and then it's got like a little paperback and then you
black
see,
and brown.
There we go. You know,
black
so
and brown.
Can the first time I saw anything like that was, I think it was like an older cousin. I don't even remember what cousin it was. You know, but they had like, and usually they would, so you know when, back then, when you walk into like your older cousin's room, everything is carpeted, you know, he's got his little bed in the corner, posters on the wall, you know, and then he had his little TV, and with the TV had his VHS player, everything. So he had like where he would keep his tapes. Then he had like the stash where there was always like one stash under the bed.
Yeah.
It's either in like a wooden box or like, so, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it'll pick curiosity. You're like, I wonder what this guy is always hiding here and stuff like that. And it was me and a couple of my other younger cousins. And so we're just like, let's even see what this guy is. And he wasn't trying to hide it, but I guess, you know, the kind of thing where he didn't want to be the bad influence. And then they're like, hey, I'm not bringing my kids around you anymore.
Fair.
Yeah. So the first time we stumbled on it, or I stumbled on it, was when, you know, he showed us the tapes he had, but we never watched it. It was that kind of, hey, yeah, we're not sure if we want to cross that line. We're afraid, stuff like that. The curiosity didn't kind of take me further. But I saw the back cover. I saw that it was porn. You know?
The thing is, what's funny is, you know, them VHSs back then, they used to be very descriptive.
Yeah. So like everything
the
front, was
you
on there.
The model girl.
There you go.
In the bikinis, just long legs like this. Then the title would be very big and bold.
Very
like I said,
and
black
bold.
And brown. I still remember.
And she's probably wearing like a red bikini. She's
like
wearing
no,
heels.
So for me, the black, because I used to watch more Black American.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like Black American, red bikini.
Oh, fair. So and then the back now will have the description of just like, oh,
go.
Model. This. And then one photo of one big black guy.
Exactly. So you could already tell, like, no one had to tell me that was, you know, mature content. But the very first time I actually like watched a porn video, this was 2001, 2002. I was like 11 around the time high school just started, you know, and then access to the internet was not what we have now. Then there was like a home desktop. That desktop was for the parents. But, you know, of course, you know, then technology was moving or advancing. And so they would need to give you access because school would always request that, you know, you bring home, so bring to school some work and stuff like that, do some typing, blah, blah, blah. So at some point, you're going to need access to the computer.
Mm.
And so by virtue, you also need access to the internet. And then it was the dial-up internet. You have to you get what I'm saying? So, you know, I would come back early from school. My parents would still be at work. And then, you know, to them, it's like, then surfing the internet for porn wasn't such a thing. So it wasn't immediately a problem for parents to flag, right? So they didn't think that that was something they had to like put like security walls over and stuff like that. And so I stumbled on it from this site called AZ Lyrics. So I would go to the site every time to download lyrics, and it was just a thing. Mm-hmm. Download lyrics of the newest songs, learn all the lyrics, and then, you know, by the time you get to school tomorrow, you can rap everything. Anyways, yeah. So one day, I think a pop-up came out. You know how the ads come up on all of the sites? So I think it's an ad came up on it. And in fact, then it wasn't side ads. It was a whole ass window. Mm. You know, you just click the wrong link and then one massive window of something would just, you know, pop up in your face. And then I saw it and instantly, because I already had an idea of what this was from seeing in the VHS, I saw it and I'm just like, you know, kind of there's nobody around. Let me just even see what this is about. And there was just something about porn sites that, you know, especially ebony porn sites, they have purple was their color theme, you know, and you just see purple with a bit of gold, a bit of orange. And I just clicked on it and I can't remember the first video I ever watched, but I was intrigued. Mm. You know, I mean, obviously I saw things that I could only have imagined,
like
probably
what?
Not even imagined.
Like what?
You know, like what actual vagina looks like.
Guessing,
you know,
actual,
yeah. And when I say actual, like, I mean like literally seeing what it looks like, you know,
actual vagina,
and yeah, just like seeing. So the thing is, subconsciously, we're all exposed to what sex would be like in one way or the other, either through music videos, like I said, either through like movie scenes where they're censoring stuff, but they're kind of indicating that this is what's going to happen. You kind of, just the same way, you know, you'll be exposed to knowing what, like, showing love is by kissing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really based off, like, again, like you say, movies, things like that. Because there you go, yeah. Even, like, one thing I noticed early was that, obviously, I watched a lot of music videos, and that already gave you, like, a little preview of what it could be. Not that they'll have sexual acts in it, but obviously,
but it's the girls you dancing exactly. sexually,
you know, the bikinis, all that. It's just like, oh, okay, you get that feeling as a human being. Then it's like certain songs now that were descriptive back then. Like, I remember there was this one song that it definitely, I didn't know it then, but it was like, now it makes sense. It was Genuine So Anxious. I remember that every time, like, that music video will come on, I'm like, watching the video, and then I'm also hearing the lyrics as a kid, and then it's like I'm not putting two and two together, but subconsciously it's like it's putting an image there in my mind.
Yeah, and it was also because you kind of knew those videos were not videos you could even watch for your parents. Like, those were the first signs you'd be like, yeah, I'm not sure I can watch.
No, I think it's my mom, like, because my mom, I never watched videos from my mom just in general, because, like, we'll always just watch TV different times.
Yeah.
So it was like I watched everything on my own, but it was like then, starting from the R&B videos, you started getting an idea already as an early kid, like, okay, what's this thing?
Yeah.
Then I also have the opposite side where I watch videos like Juvenile, Back That Thing Up with Cash Money and all them, that I'll see girls just shaking ass anyhow. That is like, ah, okay, I have one extreme of the slow R&B side, I have one extreme of the hip-hop side, but I'm seeing women and visually how it is. Combine that now with the first time you now actually see, like, an active sex scene that you're like, because, like I said, mine was LimeWire, where I was trying to search for, like, WWE videos, because all the wrestling, all the wrestling times now, like, you had to watch it on pay-per-view back then, and then right. obviously my mom's not paying for pay-per-view, so she's just like, you can't watch any wrestling or you find your way, so you either have to watch Monday Night Raw or Thursday right. Night SmackDown. So one day I type in the wrestling match on the pay-per-view. Next thing you know, I just see in the search that's coming down, all the videos, Trish Stratus naked. I'm like, guys are fucking with me. Trish Stratus. Like, and I don't know if you guys know Trish Stratus, but, like, Trish Stratus was one of the goats. Like, I've usually never been a, like, I'm one of those ones that I'm pro-black in terms of, like, I love black women, all kinds. You can be from anywhere. If you're a black woman, that's fine. I date for you. But for you, for me to really like a white woman, you had to be gorgeous, gorgeous. And Trish Stratus is one of those few white women I can say with my confidence that, eh, I would have done anything for that lady. So okay. The day they now said, what's naked? I said, what? Ain't no way. Download. Obviously, I remember the computer
with
was
all
in
the
my,
malware and everything.
The computer was in my room now, luckily.
Yeah,
so right. My mom, see, now obviously will only use the computer when she has something to do for work. Then my stepdad, when he's home, which was like in and out. So, you know, at that point now, I'm home alone most times because I come home by 3 o'clock. So, first time I watch
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Put the speakers down because I was like, nobody's here. Bruh, the porn I just saw pop up on my shit. I remember the first time I was scared. I was just like, and then obviously, you know what you just saw for like two, three seconds.
Yes.
So after that, like, you know, look check the hallway.
Yep.
Go and reduce the volume small. Press that shit. You just watching you. That's like, yo.
In fact, you know what? You just mentioned something because, like, yeah, our first point was always no volume.
Yeah, you can't watch it with volume. Because
volume? No.
Yeah, no. I learned. I see. No the game volume. Early was no volume just in case anybody's in the house. So you're just no watching and you're like, then the feeling obviously gets to you as a kid. And, like, again, you start off just watching and then it's like, Then I remember now, like, when the level started changing. So, like, let's say the first year or two, you're just watching.
Yeah.
Then, like, we set it off camera talking about how, like, masturbation and porn are sort of linked together. So, it's like, by a year or two later, I now discover masturbation because, obviously, I've watched it in the porn now, and even at this point now, I know my type. So my type was just WWE because they're bastards. Now that I think about it, they're bastards. What they used to do is they would now start using WWE diva names for porn videos to catfish, but it's like other porn videos that look like the WWE divas.
Right.
So I remember Lita the day they said Lita came out, I said, "Hey." Again, went to go and search. It was one red-headed chick that looked like Lita.
Oh my god, getting it every
Lita.
Time.
But it's not Lita, so I'm just like, but at the same time, it's a fine woman. Exactly. So I'm just like, hey, then by that second year, you've watched videos, you've seen what masturbation is, and then you're 14. you're starting to get curious. Because what's crazy is people already started having sex at 14 in some areas, depending on where you were. Like in my school, I know there were people already that had sex at 14. And I was like, what? Because my first condom, my first condom came from a girl in my middle school. I'll never forget her. She was like, she was one of those girls that she was already fast at like 14. Like, but she was good people. Like, she was the funniest and like smartest fine girl like this. But she already was like moving quite quick. So I remember the first day she gave me a condom and all that stuff. Cause she's just like, Michael, you ever had sex before? I'm just like, what? Nah, but I know what to do and all that shit. Oh, like, man. I know what to do. Like, oh, you know, you don't want to admit that you don't know what to do. But I'm just like, yeah, I know what to do.
Sometimes
like,
you even think you know what to do because you've seen a bit of things.
I don't know anything. Nah. I'm just agreeing. I don't know anything. Last, the only thing I've done is what to make out and kiss. That's it.
Yep.
But so she now says, oh, all right, you know what? You seen a condom before? I'm like, yeah. She's like, what it looked like? You just start trying to remember what you've seen in a movie or something. Girl just pulls one out. Go home. Go and figure out how to use it and all that. Then come back to me. Then I remember the first time I had to go and try it. So I had to now go and watch a porn video to go and see how the guys now put on condoms to now go and learn myself. And then from there, that's how I learned how to masturbate. Because I saw it, did it, bam, 14 years old. And that's a lot of things. A lot of people don't realize it's bad. Like a lot of us guys actually learn sex from porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Real shit. And the thing is, mine is even bad because I got caught. So again, I told you this was the home computer, you know. Everyone's accessing this. Now, mind you, I'm 13. What do I know about technology? Almost nothing. I'm coming from the era of massive CPUs and diskettes.
Yeah.
For fucking crying out loud. There was no...
Millennial way.
So there was no like manual for make sure you delete the tabs. Make sure you, you know, make sure you clear the history. There was none of that. So you would just search the site and just close it, thinking you're sharp. But of course, my parents were sharper. These guys are older. They know. So one day, I don't even think it was my dad. I think it was my mom. So I think my mom had caught him. My mom used to use the computer more than my dad.
Mm.
And so she was a banker. So naturally, she even
used the computer.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't. She caught on anyways. And then told my dad. My dad's the one that confronted me. Because I think she must have told him, yeah, please. Because if I confront him, I'll break his head.
Like, what do I even say to him?
So my dad then confronts me. And he's like, and I think, now here's the thing now. You know, I told you that pop-ups come up, right?
Mm.
So those pop-ups somehow end up on the history. On the browsing history.
Mm.
And one of the pop-ups was gay porn. So my dad was like, okay, we need to talk. So his problem was, it was twofold.
It was like, there's porn, but there's now porn, gay
and then
porn.
There's now the gay. So wait, which one should I be worried about
he's
first?
He's not like, what kind of wild?
Like, exactly, that's like, exactly kind of it. Like, God, this that's is exactly too early it. Now. That's exactly it. And he confronts me. He's like, you know, he does the whole sit down, I need to talk to you about a thing. And then he tells me that, you know, that they know I've been watching some pornographic content. That's what they would call it then. They would never call it porn. And so, I mean, I tried to lie in the beginning and he's like, see, just don't. I want to know this. Like, you know, I've seen you, you're watching gay porn. Was that what you're... I was like, me, gay porn? No. No, never. Like, and then he's like, what do you mean never? I said, and then I was not thinking, what is this man talking about? Then it now occurred to me that, oh, shit. Because you won't think
about it at that time.
I was like, oh, shit, wait, hold on. I know I saw some gay porn, but maybe you're by clicking. So, you know, sometimes even when you click on homepage,
yeah,
the homepage just suggests you all categories.
Mm.
And then maybe out of curiosity, I'm just clicking to be like, oh, let me see what this is about. And that was just it, you get. And I'm like, oh, gay porn, I don't think it's my thing.
I remember the first time I saw, and this is not to be, I like putting disclaimer, it's not to be homophobic or exactly, anything, but yeah, it's just like, I'm speaking my truth. Remember the first time I saw it, I screamed so loud. Because again, it was one of those ones that you were just scrolling. And it's so weird. And I think this is where I knew early that I'm straight.
Yeah.
But this is also where I say it's also messed up in the mind too, because it's like, first time I saw two girls kissing, I'm like, yeah.
And then you're like,
like you really get in, like you get like, I don't know what it is. Like it's not like I'm fascinated by it like regularly, but obviously just the natural male. I was like, yo, the first time I saw two dudes kissing, I remember I screamed so loud because even back then, nobody was as homophobic. I even believe, well, obviously homophobia has been around for a while, but what I mean is like, you remember as a kid or as a guy growing up, you could even do gay jokes with your boys or certain stuff, like no homo, stuff like that, and everybody's calm with it, like you're cool with it. Like everybody's like I said, you're just doing regular stuff that you can simply say no homo. But obviously, we see how times have changed. But yeah. I knew early, like, stuff like that when watching porn, like, it was weird because it was like subconsciously it was letting me see what I like and don't like early. Do I like gay? Nah. Do I like two girls? I might be intrigued, but it'll never be my first choice. Right. White people? Because there was also a difference between white porn, Asian porn. Like,
oh, this, yeah, yeah, for sure. This is like, for sure.
There was a difference.
There still is a difference.
Sorry. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And like, that's what, it's sort of like at that age, I started deciphering what do I like, what do I like. And it was a very, and it's like, again, it shaped who I am now in a way because.
I mean, this is a good thing you've just talked about now because would you say that, I'd answer the question as well. Would you say that without porn, your direction sexually would have been different?
Possibly. Because even like when it comes to like actual sex, I didn't have sex till later, till like I was 20, 21. So early, like I said, I started noticing like, what do I like? Because it's not like in middle school, I wasn't like around girls and shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I had girls around me even in middle school as a teenager, but I was never fast. Like,
right.
I just always liked girls, but I knew my limits. You get what I'm saying? But I was surrounded by people who may have been fast, all that. But like with porn now, it was like, okay, automatically I knew I love black women. That one has not changed. I love black women even up to now. I don't care where you're from. Africa, Asia. I said Asia. Africa, Europe, South America, America. If you're black, Caribbean. If you're black, you're black. I love you. That's like porn showed me, like when you see the variety of black women, you'd be like, damn, like black women are beautiful. White girls, it was like, okay.
Right.
Like some are pretty, but it's like, it's same for me. And then in real life, I never chased white women. Then Asian girls, same thing. It'll be like, yeah, you see a pretty one here or there. Have I dated an Asian girl before? Yeah, I've dated like a girl from Thailand. I've dated a girl from Pakistan. Yeah, Thailand and Pakistan. Those two Asian countries. So I've tried it. Okay. Then South America, like I said, even with the point, like it sounds so fucked up, I know, but it's like as a teenager, this is what you were saying. So it's like South American, same thing. I love them. South American women are beautiful because, like I said, I saw it. Yeah, it just showed you variety, what the world is out there. And because as a teenager, depending on your life, you don't really get that much exposure apart from school and home.
Do you think it also, I mean, yeah, we've talked about like, you know, the racial spec-ish sort of, right? Just physical look. But would you see like body shape and like, you know, preferences with that? Would you see that kind of like...
Oh, yeah, thickums. Thickums. I need meat. You can't be smaller than me.
So do you also think generally that... think generally that that's why a lot of guys like... You know, so if you generally put 10 guys in a room and you ask all 10 guys, you know, thick or slim.
But it's not necessarily just from porn though. Like, it's also your environment where you grow up. So like, I grew up in the South in Atlanta. So it's like, you see...
I mean, well, I can only speak for like African guys, by the way. African.
Fair.
Yeah.
So it's like, you see a lot of black women around, different kinds, but obviously they're a bit more thicker women in the South. So that plays a part. Then obviously, from what I see outside, is what I also see in the music videos. To now what I see in porn is like, okay, this is sort of the premise. I like thicker women or so. I don't really like small girls. Like, I've dated some, but it's like, it's not for me. So it did for a bit. Like, because I'm really deep, because I'm putting my, like, the way I'm describing everything now is from my young teenage mind. Like, the way I'm thinking my young teenage mind. Because, like I said, like, I wasn't fast, but there was a period, like, I did watch it, like, quite, like, this actually, yeah, damn, I think about it, it was a bad run. That's why I said I don't watch it anymore. Because that teenage phase, there was so much, I'll be honest, there was a lot of curiosity. Because in America, you know, like, people are a bit faster there. So there was so much curiosity around you. But I feel like, because I was Nigerian, and I also knew my mother was crazy.
yeah,
I knew that was, like, my limit was point whereby, like, the thing I probably want to do, I'll go and try outside. I can't try it because my mother will kill me.
Right.
So this is probably like my only safe haven, that I'm by myself. Nobody knows me or sees me and all that. Because it wasn't until like I said, that's a long teenage period. Then you know what's funny is like when I came to Nige is when I stopped. Because in America, I had all that free time isolated in my house. But we came to Nige. First off, internet's where they stream. like that when you first came. It's not like now where Wi-Fi did. Back then, 17 in Nigeria, it wasn't the same.
While then, the Wi-Fi was stopping you from...
Wi-Fi stopped me a bit. Then it's like, I think what was it? Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's just like when I came to Nigeria, I didn't really watch it as much. And I think also just because I actually was surrounded by a lot of girls when I came.
Right.
So it's like, and I don't mean that in like, I was looking at all these girls like in a sexual way. It's just like, I was comfortable enough because actually I'm seeing girls all the time. I'm with them all the time, like in Nige, because of like where my grandma was, my grandma's school, all that. So I'm always in the school. So I'm around girls 24/7. So when I go home now, I ain't thinking of nothing. Why? I've chilled with girls all day. The dopamine already has worn off. Then uni, what I will say the negative effect of porn had was, by the time I got to uni, when it was time to start actually having sex, boy, there was a lot of trial.
That's the one I want to hear.
There was a lot of trial and error at the start, because you're going by what you have been seeing in porn. You're like, yeah, this is what, like, do you remember this nigga Byron Pumper?
Don't expose. See, we haven't talked about my side.
Look, I thank God for it. Thank God, God has healed me. Like, I'm fine. Like, that was a teen. I can't talk about it.
I'm even saying that, you know, we haven't talked about
there my side. There's certain names that they're OGs in the game. First of all, Brian Pumper has the...
I watched so much porn that... I mean, again, teenage years. Yeah, I'm going to speak my truth. I had the stage. So, yeah, I definitely know. I mean, this... I don't even want to start listing all the names of people I know, because I would definitely seem like an addict.
Yeah, let's.
But I knew all the names.
Did you know?
I knew Brian Pumper. I knew Wesley Pipes. I knew Justin Long. I knew Nat Turner. Lexi DeStill. I mean, there's a ton of them. There's a ton of them.
You just heard a name in the background. Yeah, did you know Jada Fire?
Everyone knows Jada Fire.
Ayana Angel,
bro. Like there we're
one
talking.
Of, one of my favorite porn stars. People one like of my favorite porn stars Cinnabons. Died. She got one of my favorite porn stars actually died like during her peak. You know
who?
What was her name? It's not Jasmine Kashmir.
She was a legend.
This is actually so Jesus is Lord forgive me.
No, but it's fine.
What was her name? I forgot her name, but she was like a Caribbean dark skin, beautiful. And that's the thing. Like, I actually was forget the porn site, like the porn aspect. These women were fine. So I was like Drake. I'm like, why are you doing this?
We're gonna talk about that.
I used to be so upset.
Because
I'm like,
the women were gorgeous.
Yo, it wasn't like these butter looking. It was like, you see this woman. Physically, if I had this girl as my babe, I'm done.
The women were gorgeous.
Gorgeous, brown, dark skin, every color. And you just be looking like, these men don't even care.
You know, sometimes, I mean, just because of what we're talking about, but you know, sometimes when you're watching a video, like a porn video, and the beginning is, you know, they're still all clothed, and then you look at it, you're like, wait, is she the one that's about to?
No, you'll be looking like, wait, like, why are you doing, you just be like, why are you doing, and you know, this the thing on is, camera?
And the thing is, and I feel like that's where porn started affecting me in a weird way, because you started to see the people who, in real life, you'd be like, oh man, there's no way I would even get to see this person in that light. And then now you're seeing it so easily. And you're just like, so does it mean that every person I'm seeing just has this? And it starts to make you want to objectify. And so you have to be the one to like step back and be like, nah.
That's even one of the reasons why I said I feel like it's like my family always says, like, you have a conscience. That's why sometimes I can't go over the board with certain things. Because my conscience, and I know during that porn reign, my conscience will always be hitting me. You get what I'm saying? Like, it'll always just be doing me. Because like you said, there's a human aspect about it too, that you're just like, especially that, it sounds so bad, but it's true. That post nut, you just make this like, what am I doing?
Post nut is what actually pushed me to just like really reduce some porn. Like, I mean, I would say I haven't stopped, right? Particularly because it's for a different reason now, right? It's more like, if I watch it now, it's more because, I'm actually wanting to, I'm intrigued to know what people are even doing now. Like, what is what is even happening now, right? And I mean, there's a lot of amateur content now. So you just kind of say, okay, what's really happening now? People are getting so mad crazy about the kind of videos they make and blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of, have you ever made a video?
I have.
Fair.
I have. I'll that's be fair. Honest with that. That's not discussion for today. Another topic. Sex tape. We'll discuss that another time or not. Right. So, anyways, as I was saying. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Porn.
Yeah, I mean, making a video is porn. Hey? Well, so, I'm just like.
Ish. So, you know, and I think. Now, again, we've talked about the experiences. We talked about, like, you know, how we were really introduced into porn and what kind of effects it may have had, may not have had. But I think one thing we really need to talk about, though, is how it affected, or how it still affects, depending on who, expectations, not just from sex, but even from people. So I'll give an example. So, you know, because you... Remember those in one of our very early episodes, you know, we talked about sexual performances and how... a lot of times the woman expects the man to be the performer. Now, that premise only comes from somewhere. Because not all the time do you see that the woman is doing a lot more work than the guy in porn. Most times it's the guy that is, most times it's the guy that is on top, is the guy that is even like, doing more work. So there's a strength thing to it where you see that, oh, that guy's really giving it to her. There was a perception, and most times the guys were even like muscular, buff, stuff like that, you know? So there was just something about your prowess being tied to being a strong man, being tied to your performance and how that's, you know, how you're perceived by the person you're having sex with.
Niggas used to do takes.
Do you understand? Exactly. That's what
that
we all don't know.
That thing was not 40 minutes straight at
Thank you
all.
Very much.
That thing is take, cut,
you see them
not,
do like
wait.
Exactly.
Take, cut, not wait. Take,
see,
cut,
and
not,
you see them, and you see them do like 5, 6, 7, 8 styles. You see them do
in one
come
round.
Once, come twice.
You be our animal.
Now, by virtue of watching it, your expectation, even from the opposite sex, already came from that. So when you hear things like "you can't even last," it already starts from there.
I learned from an early age all that was bullshit. Luckily, because I think from the early get, I think one. Like, it's so weird. You see how porn stars, the way they will do it, like, they won't even know each other. It's just like, hey, fuck. I found that so weird. I always found that, especially when it now applied in real life, like, when you had those opportunities, because it's like, you won't lie, like, even, like, early teenage, like, my early 20s and all that, like, them times you go on a night out, and, like, let's say you meet a babe now, and you want them one night stands. I was never that kind of dude, just because, like, I'll meet you.
Never had a
I'll meet before. You. Like, don't get wrong. I'm gonna get your number and all that. We're gonna try and link up this week. See, because it's like I just need to know who you are. Like, I won't lie. I had one night stand, and it was the most awkward, scariest thing to me. That I was just like, bruh, I can't be doing. I don't know you. Like, I was panicking. But then I'm like, then how do porn stars do it? But I'm guessing obviously their case is different because you're getting paid
and proper casting. So it's more like you're an actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it never, the in terms of performance and all that, it never, it, if anything, as I said, it messed me up because I was trying to perform like a porn star, whereas, like, you don't need to do all that shit.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Because
yeah, exactly.
You see the episode that you think is rough, is aggressive, but it's like, it's a woman that's really going to tell you what to do at the end of the day. It's a woman
because
that's going to tell
you. She's
the
one that will direct you on your body.
Exactly. She's the body. One that's going to tell you what she likes, doesn't like, and then she's going to tell you what's favorable to her. Like, and then you too, you're going to be able to read her body language that you're like, okay, yo, this is what you like, this is what you don't like. Compared to the poor side that you just say, and then you too, you think you're killing it. Meanwhile, you're either hurting the girl or the girl's just like, what kind of rubbish is this? So it's like, I had to unlearn that.
Right.
To take that mindset away, that's why I said it, like, by the time I started learning about it and, like, certain women taught me that, is like, at one point I was like, I don't need to watch porn because, again, I'm doing the real thing at this point. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, if I'm already doing the real thing, what's going to watch it now do for me? You get what I'm saying? Now, the only time, I won't lie, there were some times in uni where, like, I reduced watching porn quite a bit because obviously now you're doing the real thing, but you have, like, real life going on. But it's like, I know there are some days, like, there's some decisions I was going to make. If I didn't watch that porn, boy, I might regret it because there'll be some days I am messaging somebody I'm not supposed to message. Somebody wants to pull up that's not supposed to pull up. Somebody wants me to come somewhere I'm not supposed to go.
So hey, self-induced post-nut clarity.
Watch that video.
Actually, the clarity is insane.
You could just sit down. J-Hot said it. I'll be a genius if I didn't think with my penis. And you beat me too. I sat down. I said, there's so many decisions that could have been life or death if you really...
You know, sometimes I actually start to worry about myself when I get the clarity. Because I'm like... Bro, are you serious?
You were really just...
Were you really your judgment, about to make
your
this
judgment
decision?
Was so clouded.
Were you really about to make this decision?
Man, I remember...
And then you look back at yourself and you're like, what is wrong with you, bro?
I remember there was one time one girl was telling me I should come and see her. And it was that period I was dating certain women that I was not supposed to be dating.
Fair enough.
I was going to go somewhere in Lekki late at night. Not phase one, no. Lekki, we'll just say that. And it was like,
oh my god.
And let me not lie to you, yeah. Oh, I'll be honest. The first time I went up there, it was deep in this area. Lekki, that I'm just like, nigga, where you at? Then even where she stayed, I'm just like, I don't judge anybody like, because hey, you're a young woman. At least you got your own place. You got your own TV. The setup a bit. But I am not one to judge. You got your own place. You get what I'm saying? So I'm there. All right, first time I'm there chilling, all that stuff, but I ain't forcing nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you invite me over, it'll be by force, so it doesn't mean anything. I can come chill and go home. That's what we did. You could see the tension was there, but it's like I was still holding back. And sometimes I do that because I want to know, like, you know, if you've been talking, you know, when you've been talking on like the phone for a minute, then you finally get invited over. Like, for me, most times, like, that first time doesn't mean anything because, like, make I just see how you are.
Yeah.
So, boom, I go home. I think a few days later during the week, she now texts me one time in the late night. They hit me. They hit me. She's like, why don't you come and stay over, all that stuff. So I'm just about to start packing my stuff. I now look at the time, 11 o'clock. Maya, you want to leave this house at 11 to go somewhere in Lekki that you already know is dodgy and questionable. Now, this same babe you're going for, do you really want to go and see her and stay in that house for the night? My nigga. Phone up. I was like, do I want to watch it? I don't want to watch it. But at the same time, I can go. But by the time I watched it, if you see the clarity that came to my mind, it's like I was just insulting myself. Saying, yeah, so
that's
fool.
It. That's
you
it.
Fool. You fool. Look at you. You want to go where? Lay that on. And that's how I just went to sleep after. And then, of course, the next day, hey, B, what's up? Hey, sorry about that. You know, fell asleep and all that. But we'll plan another day.
So I mean, this is a very good scenario. And I say this because... it brings me back to the question of watching porn now. Let's say you, because I mean, these temptations are all around us regardless, even as people who, not just a single guy, even if you're a guy in a relationship, you're married, temptations are still out there, right?
Mm.
Now, would you say then that these moments, because for whatever reason, let's say, for example, you know, your sexual life is having a rough patch or whatever it is, and that's not the opportunity, that's not the point in life that somebody else is presenting herself to you, and... you know, you definitely don't want to be infidelous, but, you know, it's tempting. Like I said, that's what temptation is, right? It's tempting. Now, would you then say that this isn't an advisable route to go? You know, you just open it up. I mean, you rub one off and just, you know, call it a day and say, okay, let your mind just be clear. Wouldn't you say that that's also something that just therapeutically can take you away from that? Rather than, because it's tension, right? It's tension built up. What then happens is that clarity comes after the tension.
Then do it to your babe.
Like her videos, like her pictures and stuff?
No, what I'm saying is like, if another, I guess, if you're married now, let's say you're married now, and that tension from outside that other babes may be giving you at that time when things may not working out.
Yeah.
I guess, again, you have your babe there. No, and I don't say this in terms of using your wife as a sexual object.
Yeah,
because it can also be vice versa for the woman where maybe she's going through a rough patch and married and she can do the same thing to her husband.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, from the perspective we're talking about is like, that's why sometimes you actually have to date your partner. You get like, the way a lot of dudes, especially in Lagos now, they say they do, they'll go out, they always leave their babe at home, they'll never take their babe out.
I've never understood.
And then you'll now be going out seeing babes just looking fine as fuck, but your babe is always home, you've never been out with her and all that stuff. Like, duh, of course you're going to be tired every time because you don't even take your babe. Like, there's sometimes you might shock you, your babe, and you might be out and you might see a body, and both of you just be like, yo, see that girl? They're like, damn. Both of you see, I've had that before where I've been out with a girl, and then there's a girl we both, like, we both, in fact, actually, let me not say that part, but yeah, it's another story for another day. But I remember we were out one time, and then the girl, and I walked by, and she kept saying, you know, that girl keeps looking at you. And I was just like, huh? Yeah, obviously, go act stupid. And huh? It's like, yeah, she's there, and you're like, don't worry, I'm looking at her too. So I'm thinking there's an offering about to be offered, which is, you know, the other thing. And I'm just like, this is too much. This is too much. I'm like, look, I'm focused on you and all that. But she's like, no, you can look. She even told me, she's like, yeah, you can look. But the tension will still come back to her. Yeah. So I'm just, if you have a partner too, if you guys have that kind of tension, like, again, you have your partner that you unleash that tension together. That's why I say you can't really.
Yeah, so that would definitely only work if the two of them are really compatible. So, you know, there's a time, though, point in marriages. Again, of course, I'm not married. I can only speak based on what people have told me about their experiences. You know, they would say that, you know, it gets to a certain point, they're just in the marriage because they are already married, right? But then it's not as if they're not sexually, both sexually active. So in cases like that where you don't want to be infidelous, but, you know, you've tried to have sex with your wife, either your wife is just not having it anymore or, you know, libido levels are very low.
I can't even imagine.
What happens there?
Not that I can't imagine because it could happen, but it's just like,
I mean,
you got to make sure that you got
to
find.
Those internet, that data subscription about to go up, shit, I'm going to be surfing black people, ebony life.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Young girl meets teacher with...
This guy did not just say...
Again, right? This is not us saying you should keep watching porn.
It's definitely not me,
right?
Girl. Yeah. I hated that role-playing bullshit that you
said. I thought it was so corny. I thought it was so corny.
I'm just like, can we... Hey, quick.
But yeah, like, you know, we're just saying that... This is us just saying that there have been the saving sides of watching porn. Just so we're opening up the spectrum of the conversation, right? So it doesn't seem as if, oh, porn is bad. But we have had situations where it's had its good sides. And this is one of them, right? Where you don't have your partner to actually, you know, release all that sexual tension on. And so you kind of have to find another route. The human body works in a way that you need to have that, you know, expunge. You need to have that, you need to just clear that backlog, right? So those are the times where porn comes into play. I guess it now becomes a thing of what you take from it. Because like I said, even for guys, a lot of guys have had their esteem trampled on because of porn. You get there, you watch one guy with a 13-inch penis, a 12-inch penis, and you're not there thinking, hey, this is the standard. And the thing is, we're now in a society where, well, not even now, even
that
back in the day, women also say, if it's not big, I don't want it. I'm like,
no,
okay.
But some of them niggas used to be like, some of them used to use pumps and all that.
Of course. And then even like those camera angles.
The average penis even is like, that's big, obviously, but the size of these porn stars that you see is like, this or something. It's like, you too, humanly, does that even sound even, does that, woman, does that even look attractive? You want something this big? You're an animal. Like there's big, you guess. Like, nobody's saying, go and settle, you get. But first I used to be touched about it because I think that's why I changed my style. Like, once I discovered POV, I was like, I am never watching. Because I used to hate just seeing men. I'd be like, oh, why am I seeing this naked ass dude? I'm looking for the woman, bro. POV, focus on her. Bam.
Right.
That's how it was.
Right. Yeah. And I think actually it's a very interesting journey you would have with porn because you start with just anything and then you keep progressing and then you're like, okay, that's not my thing. This is not my thing. Mm-hmm. This one is my thing. Then a couple of months to years later, you're like, this is actually not my thing anymore.
Not my thing anymore.
You know, and then let me just go into that. In fact, I think like you said, or like you asked me if I had made a video before, I feel like if you've made a video by yourself, it will be hard for you to not want to do POV. Like,
if you made a video by yourself?
Like, of yourself, rather.
Oh.
Right? It will be hard for you to not want POV as your content because now you've seen what a video of yourself is like. And so that becomes, again, this is obviously my own, you know, you now see a POV video and you're like, okay, I'd rather this than an acted. You know, I can tell that she's only moaning because she's told to moan in that scene. And he's only like, you know, doing whatever he's doing because this is all scripted. Because the scripting makes it feel less authentic.
That's what, like,
sometimes you can learn from it.
That's when you learn, like, the different, like I said, in categories. Because at first you just say porn. Then when you start noticing, wait, this shit fake.
There you go. You know,
this shit fake?
And the thing is, relationships actually can gain from it. See, let's not... let's not again make it like, oh, it's bad, bad, bad. Because the truth is that the same sex you're having, you had to learn a bit of a thing or two from somewhere, from someone, right? So it's, look at it as like a case study. Okay, some people have already done it. Let me go and see how they did it. Now, and then, like I said, it's about what you take from it. So if this one is doing snake in monkey shadow style, this one is doing one leg, this one is hanging down the ceiling, you pick the one that works for you. Some people just believe that, oh yeah, it's missionary or nothing because there's a way I saw one, Disney. If it doesn't work for you, then you're taking the wrong things from the porn. Because the truth is, I feel like, I mean, think about it. There are lots of, you know, couples who've had like problems with their sex life, and they've always been referred to just maybe watch some adult videos. Maybe that can trigger something in both of you. This is an example. Do you understand? So it's all about what you really take from it. But of course, in the younger ages, we didn't know nothing about that, bro. In those 10 years.
Come on. Now you just experiment.
Bro. And I think, you know, let's like we can even touch on a little about, you know, how it gets addictive. Because, of course, there's a rush that comes with, you know, masturbation or even like actual sex itself that, you know, it keeps that source close to you. You want to have a bit more of that.
And so a lot of teenagers, you know, had low sperm counts back in the day because of it.
Because exactly, you know, so you always want that rush. It's not even because you can't even explain that you're just always horny. You just always want that rush.
I used to just be excited after school, like, ah, shit.
Exactly, the excitement, exactly. And I think the thrill of not being caught was also part of it. Like, you know, you're doing this thing that there's nobody on the face of the earth that knows about.
You'll never get the feelings of the busting a nut as a kid or a teenager, as a young person again when you get older, man. It's nice, but it ain't the same as, because that was that excitement.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like at this age, it's not
that, and you were discovering excitement. Things that you're like, you were literally,
it's not
like
there's not excitement now, but it's like you at this age, you know, you've seen shit, you've done shit, so you know what's coming. But then you didn't know what it was like. Oh, but like, just like
now even the clarity hits harder. You're just like, look at you at your big age, see what you're doing.
What?
I'm saying when you get the clarity now, unlike then you were younger, like you still now you get clarity, you're just like, can you see yourself? Bro, pack this shit up. Just stop whatever you're doing. So I guess now it's a bit weird. But yeah,
but I did have a... What I'll say is, like, advice to anybody out there, like, in the porn thing is, like, I feel like I said, I just say it's a slippery slope. Like, if you haven't watched it now, like, let's say you're somebody that doesn't watch it now, I'm going to say go and start watching it. You get what I'm saying, but...
So you get done with it early enough. Because it will come to you at some point, somehow.
No, I mean... And as I said, it depends, because there's some people that have good sex lives or figure out stuff without watching porn.
Of course, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, there's other ways to learn about stuff. There's also communicating with your partner, like, oh, I saw this video, I saw this that we could possibly try. Because, like I said, even watching the porn, she might even start giving you that illusion of, like, other people. Because there you might start thinking, like, oh, like... Imagine what it would be like with her, or maybe another person that looks like her.
There you go. So that imagination is actually one of the things that causes problems.
So it's the imagination too that causes, when you could possibly have somebody right then and there, like that's right there. So it's just like, why would I want to now put myself in it? Which is why I said one reason I try not to watch it anymore, and I don't really anymore. Like, probably have that once in a blue moon case, you know,
right.
Once every quarter. You know, like you have one period in the quarter of the year that you're just like, man, today's a stressful mother.
You know, the funny thing is that there's sometimes I've actually, like I said, maybe slippery slope in sex life or in our sex relationship, and I'm trying to just get, maybe, you know, there are times when you guys are both trying to work it out, and you're like, you know what, today let's give it a try, let's, you know, try and make it all sexy, make it all this, and then they're like, yeah, sure, give me a second, then you go to the bathroom, just like, oh, this guy's not responding, I need to watch a bit of something, and then you open up any kind of site just for a bit of excitement to get your just to get the blood flowing.
If I gotta do that to you, I wasn't meant to do you.
Yeah.
I wasn't meant to. Because it happened to me one time. I remember I ran to the bathroom. Like, nigga, you've been waiting for this. You've worked for this. This is what we've positioned ourselves for. You are finally
not
here.
You drilling
you
him.
Know what's about to happen. Mr. Man wasn't agreeing that day, man. I don't know if I was tired. I was tired quite a bit already. Cause it's like I already had a long day. Then I was on my way home at like 10. Girl, I said, where you at? It's like, do you want to pull up on me? I am tired.
But at the same time,
I can't tell you I'm tired. You get what I was saying? Because I've been waiting for this call up. In fact, I said, don't worry, I'm going to buy some. What do you want? You want something from the store? You want some stuff? All right, don't worry, I got you. I'm getting there. This is me. I'm half awake. I have to just fighting it. It's like, hey, don't worry. I'm good. Like, And then obviously, by the time you've lasted that hour, because that hour is the first test of you even staying awake.
Yeah.
Because she's already asking, are you okay? And all that. Like, no, I'm good. By the time it was getting, you know, close to it, that, okay, eventually you start kissing, all that stuff. Bro, Mr. Man was not agreeing because the body was tired. Went to the bathroom. Hey, I'll be right back. All right, just give me a sec. What's it?
The fuck? Shit.
Yeah, let me watch. So are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Watch it at low volume. Just be watching, like, all right, nothing.
Yeah, so you know, the thing is, because I wanted to touch on one more thing just before we wrap up this topic. But, and I think this is one that really, because I even had to work my way out of this, is the addictive part of it. I think I mentioned earlier. There was a point in my life that I think I was addicted to porn, but not even addicted to porn, like, in a creepy way that, oh, I have to I'm in a public place, I need to quickly find... No, it was never that creepy. But, not even saying that the people who experience that, you know, it's a bad thing. People have their ways, they have to work around stuff, you know. So, you know, not that that's even like... But I'm saying that was not the level I had gotten to yet, but it was at the point where I actually could tell myself that you need to stop this. Like, this is actually horrible for you. And I think when I got to notice was the first time. Notice the first time was when I realized that I would look forward to getting back home or getting back to being alone. Maybe not even home. Let's say I'm at my, you know, I'm back home. Maybe I'm still staying with my parents at the time, and or I'm staying with my brothers, everything. And I'm just hoping for a moment where I'm just alone, so that I can open up some porn. Now, those were the first signs, because at that point, every single alone time instantly translated to, I must watch some porn.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not horny, I'm not anything, but just like, okay, let's just open it. You know, and from there, of course, you watch the porn video, you get aroused a little bit, and then it became so frequent that alone time, I'm already like, yeah. So that was the first sign. I had to actually actively tell myself that you don't need this. Like, this is not... In fact, even had to start from, you literally just finished. You just finished. Can you relax? You know, and that was at the point where, like, yeah, okay, this is not healthy. This is... And I think it was worse off for me because it wasn't affecting my sex life. If it was, maybe I would have even identified earlier. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't affecting my sex life at the time. Of course, that might be a peculiarity, it's just me. But it wasn't affecting my sex life. So I didn't have as much drive to cut off that addiction early enough. And so it just became part of my daily, you know. I go to the shower, I'm about to take a shower. Alone time. You know, in fact, I'm even just going to the toilet, maybe for like a number two. I'm done, I'm washing my hands. And then I just see the hand soap right there. I'm like, alone time. Again, it's, you know, when it first started, it didn't register as something that was a heavy problem.
Really just said the hand soap.
Jonathan, now, let's not even talk about the different phases, there's the lotion, there's the petroleum jelly.
Lotion, jelly, yeah, but hand soap...
You know, and the thing is, you couldn't identify the problem immediately because it seemed harmless. There was nobody else involved in that situation except you. So there was nobody, you're not harming anybody, you know, except yourself. So it was very difficult to identify in the beginning. Like I said, until I started getting to the point where even when I didn't want to, I found myself opening up porn sites. It took a lot of self-clarity. It took a lot of, you know, really reflecting on what exactly I was doing in the moment. I have to be going, and midway watching, I'm just like, what are you doing? At this point, I'm just even watching it, not even because I need to, but because I'm now in the situation where I only get to watch it.
I prayed about mine. I just literally talked to God. I was just like, bro, I'm tired of doing this. I remember even at the teenager.
I actually had to pray.
The teenager one was the funniest one. When you don't watch it, you'll be crying on your floor. God, I swear to you, I'm not doing this anymore. God, this is my last time.
Oh my God, bro, don't even get me started.
If you just give me one more chance.
So, you know when you're...
If you give me one more chance, I'm not watching this
now,
anymore.
You know when you're in church.
A month later, you're back.
Of course. A month, bro, I'm for your tolerance.
No, I used to fight it like, I'll be with you, like, you promise God, then when you break it,
So you know those moments when you're... It might be in church. You know, then you would have like the teen section, and you know, maybe while you guys are praying, like a closing prayer, just, you know what? The coordinator is saying in the prayer that, oh, if you know, all the things that people cannot see, remember that God can see it.
Mm.
bro. I tell you that for the first bit, like there were days I'll go back after church sober. Yeah, and when I pick it up, I'm just like, these guys looking at me.
And that thing never used to scare me so stupidly because I'll just be, once I turn off all the lights going on the copper, he ain't seeing me as I used to think. He doesn't see me. The lights are off. It's dark. I'm under the cover. He ain't seeing me. That was my stupid thought there. But now it's like I said, you just have to get to a point that you really just have a lot of self-actualization and just say, okay, is this really for me? Like, and I think even for me, like, there was a point even, like, I know I was at a crossroads in my 20s where it's like I had a lot of access to, I don't want to say like that because I'll sound rude, but it was like, if I say free pussy, as we like to say.
To women, just to women.
Respectively, yeah. Obviously. It was just like, then there was a time that it was there. And I was just thinking, like, if I watch porn, especially with this phase I'm at now, because I was at a crossroads that I can just go be wilding out like crazy, because people thought I was, but I actually wasn't like that. But it's like, I could go crazy. But if I start watching porn along with this mind's, like, phase I'm at right now,
it was a whole damage.
It will do so much more damage than it needs to. And like I said, you just start realizing too, like, when I think it's also for me, like, as I got older, how, like, you realize sex really, like, can mess you up if you're not careful. Because for guys, we talk about it, we always talk about it from perspective of, like, women after them. But we don't talk about, like, men, like, how we think about sex to get, like, we always act like it's not an emotional thing for us. When it really is, it can fuck with your psyche. It can mess you. If you're,
oh yeah, of course,
you fucking with the wrong girls and all that, it can mess you up. Of course. And nobody talks about that thing because you just say, "And but she's a baddie now."
It's not.
But
you know the thing is, a lot of all these things actually require that you just have to kind of go through life. Because if somebody told me when I was 17 that you know, this porn is to be bad for you, I'm like, yeah, I know it's to be bad for me. Thank you. But it wasn't enough to stop me because there are certain things in life you'd have to experience that will kind of give you the reflection you need. You know? So,
like, and that's what I said for me is like, I tell my youngins now, anybody when I give them advice, like, I know I've done it. I've done a lot, but at least I've done it that I have an understanding of what I did, that I can acknowledge it. Like, that's why I said, even us talking about it right now, is not talking about it in a shameful way that is like, what would they say about me? It's like, trust me, everybody got skeletons. Everybody don't have a phase that some people are still shy and nervous to talk about. Mm-hmm. I can talk about it because I'm not in that phase of life anymore.
Exactly. You
understand? Like, and if anything, I've learned from it that I don't want to go backwards.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But I think it's something like, again, what do you guys think? I want to know, like, I feel like a lot of people have had that period where porn was a phase in their lives. How did you handle it during the phase? How did you get out of it? You know, those are some of the comments we want to see from you guys. So please, definitely, if you're watching this episode, comment below. Maybe share your story if you're confident enough to, you know, share your story. And then, yeah, share it with people too you feel that are struggling with porn. Because, again, it's there's no age limit. Because we said it was teenager, like, there's some people that struggle with it in our age right now. Like, it's a
there's some people that struggle as parents in their 50s, in their 60s. It's still a thing. Do you understand? And so, which is why I said it'll have a lot to do with, if you do it with reason, you know, because we can also say that, don't watch things that would just, you know, pollute your mind negatively. But there, in those things that are polluting your mind, there are certain things you can take from it that are still lessons, you know? Like, if people say, don't watch horror movies, they are bad for you. I'm sorry, but there are certain aspects of horror movies that you take a thing or two from and you're like, okay, you know what? I know that they've shown this to me. I might never experience this, but if I do, I kind of know what to do in that situation, you know? So it's about taking what you want from it, but also understanding that you've gotten to a point that this has no value to you, right? Which is why I said in the teenage years, you can't grasp the concept of value. You don't really know what is valuable, what is not valuable. You're just taking things in. You're just taking the stuff in, right? It's when you get to your early 20s to late 20s that you start thinking about the things that are valuable to you, things that are not, what I should do away with, you know, like how you mentioned about women. In your teenage years, that felt like that's the only thing you really need to get. Once I can just get women. You grow up and you're like, I'm sorry, but this woman brings no value to me. Imagine that the conversation has not changed, right? This woman brings no value to me. Why am I speaking with her? I bring no value to her. Why are we here? So you see what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, so I feel like... I feel like
thank you God for growth, man. Because there are some days we did not know.
And I think when advising younger people, which is one of the things we need to talk about as well, if you're going to be talking to your younger, don't come with the energy of chastising or just, you know, don't do this, stop that, it's bad. No, because no matter what, the human brain would, especially the curious human brain, would never just know how to take those things in. Mm. Always open up the floor by starting with, I've been here and I understand it. And when you say you've been here, give them instances.
Yeah,
like how we're talking about the porn star names now.
When, I don't even like saying I've been here. I get what you mean. Like, yeah, telling about it, because it sounds like my uncle Sue would be like, I've been there.
Yeah, no, it's so not like that. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what? Let me guess. Like my brothers now, like, when they try and tell me stuff, I'm just like, okay, let me guess. What's the situation like for you? Okay, did you do this? Okay, this is what? Okay.
When you start saying something.
This is how I used to do it exactly. Now. Exactly. Like, this is what I would do in this situation. Exactly. So that way, it's like you say, you share your story to let them know, like, yeah, you actually...
That we're on the same like, playing
my,
field on
my
this.
My brother's
yeah.
not, luckily for me, they've seen it. So it's like, if I talk to them, it's like, when it comes to babes, he's not lying. Like, I will there tell you the go. Honest truth about yeah. it, what you're going to probably expect, because I didn't have older brothers, so yeah. I was the... What's the word I'm
scapegoat.
Looking for? Scapegoat. You just trial and error.
Exactly.
I just made a TikTok now. I made it to 30, no children, thank God.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's pretty much, even with every other aspect of life, really, if you're trying to correct people on things that you've had the chance to experience, right, always give the room for letting them yeah. be honest with you, letting them understand that you've been there in a way that is not, I've been there, but you don't go there. Yeah. I've been there, but if you're going to go there, these are the things I took from it. Because the truth is, regardless of what you say, they will be the ones to decide if they're going to go back to it. So if they're going to go back to it, okay, well, take this note of what I did when I went back to it, and then decide if that's how you want to go. If you decide that you still want to keep going at it, well, at the back of your mind, you would know that I gave you the advice that this will happen. When you start seeing those little signs, you would know. So, you know, for some people like us, we saw the signs, but we couldn't do anything about it. They would see the signs and they'll be like, actually, you know what? He talked about this. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, like we said, please definitely comment. When you watch this, let's hear your opinions, your thoughts. Make sure you subscribe to our audio platforms, our YouTube channel, Menisms Podcast. And of course, we're going to be having more special guests come on here. We're going to have more interesting conversations in our solo episodes. So again, we appreciate it, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I am Michael Scenario.
And I'm Murray.
And we will see you next time on Menisms.